Welcome to Tea
with Mrs. S, a podcast about relationships, life, and everything around us.
What up, what up?
Why are you clearing your throat?
Is it against the law?
Clearing your throat. It was. I just asked a question. Can't you just answer a simple question?
That would be against my Nigeria roots.
Like, why are you off? Just answer the question, damn it.
To be against my Nigeria roots, I cannot.
Now you know. How is your day going so far?
Wow. So it's the huge, it's a Saturday. It's always extra busy, like every other Saturday. Like every Saturday, we always do outside work. But then one of the other Saturdays, I throw in laundry, and that's my chore in the house. So I do all the laundry in the house. And then I think today as well, I decided I was going to make pasta. Remember, I don't know if I ever told you that I make my own pasta now. There's no more going to buy any kind of spaghetti or anything from the stores. I mean, it's not like,
so.
Yeah, it's not as if it's expensive or anything, but
it definitely is not,
you know, but no need for me to spend money doing that when I have flour home, I have everything, and it's a shorter time to cook. Like once you've made the dough and cut it up however you want, whether it's fettuccine or spaghetti, whatever you want, it's like 2 minutes in the hot boiling water and you're done. So I was like, what? And it's tastier. So I was like, no more. So I said I was going to make pasta today. So today is going to be hella busy.
So do you make pasta and then store it for use at another time, or you just make and use?
Fresh. Yeah.
You make fresh. As required.
Exactly. Exactly.
And how long does the process to make take?
Like
to
minutes.
Actually make the spaghetti.
Minutes. You just need flour, egg, and I'm going to put this on.
Yeah, how long does it take?
I'm trying to tell you.
You said minutes. I mean, minutes is 100 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Well, if someone says minutes, really, are they saying 20,000 minutes?
Amaram, I'm asking a question.
But should you wait so I can give you the answer? The way I choose to give you the answer.
You like said that? Minutes. I'm like, how many minutes? Is it 5, 10, 15, 100? 200. I was going on the answer because
I don't know actually. It's like seconds. Now I've gone to seconds. It doesn't take. I'm trying to tell you it doesn't take that long. You just need flour, eggs. Once you've made your dough, you let it rest for a little bit, and then now
so you see. Okay,
you iron it out.
Excuse me here.
So maybe you about rest, maybe about 7 minutes. Long? Maybe all right. About altogether, the process should take between 10 to 15 minutes. That's
okay.
It.
So 10 to 15 minutes to actually make it, then 2 minutes to boil. So about 17 minutes. Okay.
Even
I'm just trying to see
15,
how much
I'm even thinking time, that's too much.
I'm just trying to see how much time that will take versus getting a spaghetti from a packet.
The entire process should be about 10
water.
Minutes. Well, if you get the one from the package, you're looking at, depending on the type of pasta it is, you're looking at again another 7 to 15 minutes.
Exactly. So it takes the exact amount of time,
if not less.
Yeah, without the effort,
you know, and it's fresher, and you know where it's coming from. There's no preserve, because I was like, you mean this thing?
Here's what I'm saying. It's the same exact amount of time, but if I take it out of a package, there's no effort required on my part. I don't need to do any dough, egg, flour, nothing. Just put it in the pot of boiling water and it's ready. But I get your point too. If you make it from scratch, it's made to your taste, your specification. It's exactly what you want. And it takes the same amount of time with a little bit of...
If you know how to make pasta, it's exactly what you want.
With a little bit of
sweat. If you don't know how to make things, then you'll be in trouble. So that's all I'm saying. But since me, I'm an A-plus chef or A++, Michelin star.
If you may say so yourself.
Yes. So that one is, well, my BDD is like, no more. We don't need to buy anymore. When he was like, what? You can make this? And why haven't we done it all this time? I said, guy, if not for pandemic, relax, relax. You know, it's true. This pandemic, I hate to say that there's pros and cons to it. You know, the pros on it is that you discover skills that, you know, maybe you have been dormant. No, but I mean, you knew you had, but they were dormant because you haven't had the need to use them. And all of a sudden, oh my goodness, look at this. I'm just like, you know, a culinary genius. So anyway, that's what we're doing. And today I'm actually going to use wheat flour because that's all I have left and see how that turns out. Because I haven't used wheat before to make it. So we'll see. Actually quite excited about that. Yeah, so today's... So I saw that article you sent me, the one about the fat chick wanting to go to a place where they told her she shouldn't show up. I'm like, why would you put yourself in that situation? Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, Lord. So you're saying that fat chicks should be discriminated against? So there are certain places that you can't go to?
It's not discrimination. Look, coming from someone who is overweight, you know what I mean? Like right now I am overweight and I understand the situation. I don't know why people like to put themselves, and I know we've had a topic, I don't know if it's exactly like this because you threw up the whole, what about racism? That's completely different. Okay. But you're the one who's making a choice. They're not saying that you can't come if you lose the weight. You know what I mean? They're not saying you can't come if you're looking fly as hell. They're just saying, listen, we don't want fat people here.
Are you listening to yourself?
I'm listening to myself and I'm telling you, it's not. I'm not saying that the people who wrote that, they're right in saying that. I'm saying you that took yourself to a place where they have outlined their situation.
But I'm saying it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing as racism. It is not, because Black people are human beings. Okay?
Black people are not human beings.
They're not that fat people aren't human beings. That fat person, if that fat person were to lose weight, that would not apply to them. A Black person cannot stop being Black.
Maybe they can bleach.
They will still be Black. They can bleach all they want. They will not stop being Black. A fat person can lose weight. Okay? All I'm trying to say is, and I'm not saying that I'm not saying the person who wrote that was right in saying they're stupid. But they have a clientele. They have a clientele who wants specific things maybe they want to see. So there are a laundry list of places that you have gone to have fun.
That you're making can be applied to people who try to discriminate to people on account of the color of their skin.
And I'm saying no, because the
same thing that you're saying is like, well,
you we've know, had this argument before. We have had this argument before. A Hispanic person and an Asian person. Listen to what I'm saying. We've talked about something like this before, and I gave you the same argument.
A
non-white person is still a human being. You cannot discriminate against people because of their race.
There's a senator who is part of the U.S. Congress right now, and I forget his name, but he is part of a white-only club. And people have been trying to say, oh, you can't do that. But basically, one of the rules of their memberships is that, well, you have to be white to be a member. Duh. The senator is not I wish I could remember his name. I wish I could remember the story. He's not apologizing for it. He's like, well, you know, I wish things could change, but I've been a member of this club since 19. I'm going to work from the inside to see if their rules can be changed. I'm saying, so what you're saying means that can apply here. They're not necessarily discriminating. They're just making their rules and conditions of entry into their club clear. Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is discrimination. And I've allowed you to speak, but for some reason, you never want me to get my point across. I think we've established that I'm quite long-winded. And I have to give you a backstory in order to get my point across. So just give me a moment. Let me get what I'm saying out. There are golf courses you cannot go to, or certain restaurants you cannot go to without being appropriately dressed. Okay? This is all I'm saying. This fat chick who decided to go to this place, even though they've outlined to her that you can't show up there. Okay. She's trying to make a thing for no good reason. There are a laundry list of places that she could have gone to have fun and she wouldn't have felt any kind of way. Let's just say she went there and the bouncer, because we're not reading the whole article out, they said the bouncer or whatever. What if the bouncer was cool and let her in? And then she went in and she wants to go and have fun. And everybody there was eyeing her and wondering why she came there. And she would have felt 10 times worse.
Come and spoil their ambiance.
You see what I'm saying? She would have felt 10 times worse than if she had gone to a place where that was not the situation, where people didn't care what you looked like. Just come and have fun. So my thing is not about the person who wrote it. My thing is about the person who wants to put themselves in a situation where it's terrible. It's the same thing like if it were 50,000 years ago, since you want to bring the race thing about. Racism, saying somebody is an animal, so therefore they cannot be in your place. That is completely different.
I'm not even talking about the racism of, you know, where they're denigrating or dehumanizing people. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones that is like, oh, separate but equal. I'm talking about those ones that are like, yeah, you're all human beings, but I'm more comfortable with someone who is the same skin color as me, where they're not necessarily disparaging you or saying that there's anything wrong with you, but they're saying, you know what, like I said, this white only club, they're not necessarily saying there's anything wrong with being black. They don't have a problem with black people.
I don't know what that white only club there is, but it is not...
But I'm saying that there are arguments not, that people have made. So
it
I'm not
it
going
is not
to be
just
extreme.
Let me tell you
there, of racism where it's like the person is like, no, you're less than me. No, I'm going to the. Let's just talk about people that are on the margins. They're like, okay, I agree that this person is a human being.
What is the background to the white only club? You're saying it's separate but equal. But are you saying that the history of that place is steeped on, we're all equal, but we just want to keep you separate, and not the fact that they believe they are superior to all other races?
So I don't know. Okay. So let me separate the two. Okay. I'm not carrying water for this white only club because I don't have the specifications. I don't have the statistics. I'm just saying that imagine, and this is hype, you know, I'm just putting a theory forward. Imagine someone that is saying, I'm not discriminating against Black people because I think I'm superior to them. I agree that everybody is equal, but I also want to be separate. I don't want to associate with anybody who is Black. I don't have a problem with them, but I really just don't want them, you know, quote unquote, as in the case of this fat person, I don't want them spoiling my ambience. I only want people that look like me in my space. And it could go the other way too. It could be Black people saying, oh, you know, we don't want any white people here. What I'm trying to say is that it's a slippery slope with this whole discrimination thing, because you're going to the whole extreme of saying, oh, someone is feeling that they're better than you, and that's the basis upon which they're discriminating against you. But discrimination, it happens. It's a slippery slope is what I'm saying. When you start with,
I don't know,
you know,
what,
when you start with trying to,
when we're doing this, it's almost like splitting hairs, because you're making it seem as if I'm saying that the person who put that out there was right in putting out what they're saying. I'm not facing that person. I'm not interested in that person. I'm interested in the person who sees that comment and still chooses to embarrass themselves by going there. In a life and in a country, in a world where there's so many other places that she could go to and will not be put down and will not have to feel that way. You see, when you start bringing in the racist, the color, whatever, into the racist into it, you forget that you didn't have a choice. There weren't places you could go to. You couldn't go. Everything for you was terrible. Because they looked at Black people and Asian people, or people who were non-white, as non-human. Please let me finish. That is why when we have this conversation, when you bring that in, it kind of just muddies it up, because I'm like, this is not the same thing. I hear what you're saying about it. Let me finish. I haven't finished. Okay. I hear what you're saying about it being a slippery slope or whatever, but it's completely different because there are fat Black people. There are fat Asian people. Even fat white people. Even fat white people. Who this girl was a fat white girl.
So really that's completely different. With you. On this, but even if we're splitting hairs, let's split hairs because I completely disagree with you. Because let me ask you a question. If, for example, and this is a pure hypothetical, when Rosa Parks was on the bus, let's assume that this was a separate but equal, not a from a position of, we're better than you or we're more superior to you. And what they said to her was, please go to the back of the bus. And she refused. She's like, I'm not going to the back of the bus. The argument could be made that, well, the bus is going in the same direction. Why couldn't she go to the back of the bus? What was wrong with going to the back of the bus?
You cannot use that argument because you cannot use that argument because that is a real person in a real racist situation. There's no hypothetical about it. There's no separate but equal. She was looked at as an animal who did not have the right to sit in the place where she needed to sit.
So she was not allowed to sit.
It's not the same thing. If you want to use hypothetical, use hypothetical. Don't bring Rosa, a human being who was suffering of the color of her skin.
What I'm trying to show you is that you are getting into a slippery slope.
I don't
think that there should be any reason that people should be discriminated against.
I am not.
If the fat girl goes into it,
she's not being discriminated against.
She's not being discriminated against.
They're just telling her she might feel uncomfortable coming to a place where everybody's fly.
So let her go there and feel uncomfortable.
Yes, she has felt uncomfortable, and that's why we're hearing about it.
Didn't feel uncomfortable. They refunded their money. They didn't even let them get on the bus.
Exactly. That's my point. She felt uncomfortable. That's why we're hearing about it. If they had let her in, it would have been completely different. She got there and allowed herself to be embarrassed.
Hey.
There are so many clubs that she could have gone to, and that would not have been her story.
You know that there are lots of places where this kind of discrimination is very subtle. So they don't put it on the door, right? But as the bouncers are letting people in, they're using one eye to know who they're letting.
You're going into even physical appearance, as in your body, not what you wear. Many, many years ago, my friends and I went out. This was in Atlanta. We're going to a club. We're club hopping. And we went to this club that had specific dress code. No jeans allowed. I was wearing jeans. Another friend of mine was wearing jeans. And then the other ones were dressed appropriately. Three of us were let in, plus me wearing the jeans. And my other friend who was wearing jeans, they told her to go back. But what about her? She's wearing jeans. And the bouncer says, yeah, that's okay. You know, that she's fine. But you can't get in. There are many you're talking about, and this one we didn't know until we showed up. This one went to the website. It has an event thing that's going on. She dressed up, even though they warned her. Now, different if when she saw that disclaimer, whatever you want to call it, she merely made if she had made a huge fuss about it at that time.
What if different. She didn't think that no black people are allowed referring
she didn't,
to her?
She's not serious. They wrote it there. It's a contract. It's black and white. They told you don't show up.
What I'm asking
you still went
when
show
they
up.
Say,
when you
they say
saw
no
it.
Black people, what if you don't think you're fat?
Then like, that means you have a mental problem.
You
have a mental problem if you're fat and you don't know you're fat.
Let me rephrase it. Maybe she didn't think the fat they were referring to was her. There's fat.
What do you mean by that?
So maybe I think she looked like from the picture I was looking like she was probably maybe
she was fat.
No, hold on. She was probably a size. I don't know if you would guess her size.
She's fat.
Hold on. Let me finish. If you would guess her size, maybe she was a size 18, I think.
Is that not fat?
16. Let me finish what I'm saying. But maybe she thought they were referring to like a size 30. as fat, not her.
That's
size.
Not fat. That's obese. Maybe, let's, maybe well, her this size. Is, you know what? Let's move on from this topic
her size
because
is voluptuous.
You're not serious. They're in Miami. They're not in DC. Okay.
I just think it's wrong.
They're in Miami.
I just think it's wrong. Period.
I'm not yeah. arguing on the basis of whether it's wrong or right. Yeah. I'm just yeah. saying from her perspective, she was
why
the one who
put herself
exactly.
in that situation.
Yes. Well, you don't do that. You went specifically for spring break to have why do you want people to remind
I don't
of how terrible your situation
be
is
from certain places because she's fat, certain entertainment centers or places where her own friends want to go to. All her friends want to go there. Maybe she's the only one that is her size. All her other friends are going to the same
then
place.
Then her friends are not
there.
Good. Her friends yeah,
that's not fair.
Are stupid for wanting to go there.
Maybe
then
it's
maybe
a very well
her.
Known. It's a very well known club.
Oh God, this is not. There's I mean, no when club. What club? It was a bus, some party bus. They were supposed to.
Yeah,
get
but the bus was
to
taking
go from
them
place
to,
a place.
Club.
Okay, and then you couldn't get. And the party bus was saying you can't get on here if you are fat.
The party bus said you can't get on here because we cannot guarantee that you will get into the club if you're fat. Yes. So
the argument is pointless.
People
like to waste their energy and to put themselves in depression. So many of the things that you just said now, and I'm like, what are you talking about? What if she doesn't think she's fat? You know you're fat. You know you're fat. Nobody has to tell you that. If the fact that someone has to tell you that then it's a problem. Go somewhere you can feel your whole point is to have fun, to enjoy yourself. Go somewhere you're not going to feel bad about being who you are. If you want to be fat, nobody's stopping you from being fat. There are people who are curvy, fat, whatever you want to call it, and are living their best lives. Why do you want to go to a place where
I think
people are going to make you feel sad about your life?
I think it's still difficult. Remember the other day, even Lizzo.
What is difficult?
Lizzo with all her... I said it's still difficult. Even
what
Lizzo
is difficult?
All her body,
I'm asking about
positivity was online the other day and she was in tears, I think, right? It was just, I mean, people have their vulnerable moments. She's still human.
Yes,
so,
she's
no
Lizzo
how,
is a star that people are looking to. This is a random chick who wanted to go to a party and they've already told her, if you're not size zero, please don't venture. And she carries herself there. And now she has made herself viral. You brought it to my attention. So she has made it herself viral now because of her choice to get depressed for no good reason. Lizzo is an entertainer who is known worldwide. That even if she's minding her own business, people are still going to find her. Horrible people are going to be nasty towards her for whatever reason they want to be nasty to her. Nobody knew this girl from Adam. Now she has brought on the scrutiny of random people. Two different situations. So, I mean, let's leave that one. There's so
I'm
many
just
places.
To leave it. Like I said, it's
you
your,
can,
it's
you can.
Your
we've gone to a point. We've gone to yeah. a place of somebody's physical appearance. There are restaurants you cannot go to without being dressed appropriately. You have to wear a sport coat. There are places you can't go to without wearing a hat. There are places. There's so many things. You cannot compare those things to discriminating against somebody because of their race.
You can
somebody
can,
they were born
can,
something they were born
wear,
with something that they are for the rest of their
you
lives.
You can get a hat at the drop of a dime. You can pick up a shirt. You can change your outfit in two
you
shapes.
You can lose weight.
Tail. You cannot lose tail weight.
You
in
can
five
lose
seconds.
Weight. Yeah, you can lose it
no.
in 5 seconds,
you
but you can
lose
weight
in 5 seconds.
But you can lose
so
weight.
Anything
you cannot lose weight
people,
in 5 seconds,
yes,
but you can lose
people,
weight. A black person,
forced,
a Hispanic, I said a Hispanic person,
weight.
An Asian person.
Why should
a black person? Nobody's forcing you. You don't have to go
to
there.
Get into
a black person and an Asian person will forever be black. Will forever be Asian.
And some
okay?
people will forever
there are
be
black,
fat.
There, no, that's a lie. That is a
some
lie.
People will forever be
that
fat. They
is
don't
a
want
lie
to lose
by choice. Yes.
Exactly. They don't
by
want
choice.
To.
You don't have a choice
so why
in being
she
black.
Be
this is an argument
weight.
We don't have to. It's so annoying that we have this argument.
She
you have no
have
choice
to be
in being black. You are born black.
Weight.
You cannot change your race.
I'm not arguing the race thing. I'm saying that nobody should
If you feel comfortable, nobody's forcing her to lose weight. They're not saying, if you want to be fat, you cannot come to this restaurant. And again, I'm sound as if I'm arguing for the person who made that rule or whatever. I'm not, because they're stupid in making the rule. I'm talking about the person who chooses to go and cry for their life when they could have gone to a nice club where nobody cares that you're fat. Let's have fun. Maybe even if it's fat people's club, they like that you're fat.
Maybe people should stop being mean, and people should stop putting such stupid things like saying, if you're fat, you can't enter this club. That is my point. I hear you with, yeah, why would you put yourself in that situation? But maybe people should not create opportunities for people to put themselves in that situation.
Who's creating an opportunity? Let me ask you a question. Because we've talked about this before. Would you go to, if someone says, here's a free ticket, all expenses paid, come chill out with me in Afghanistan, would you go?
In which Afghanistan?
You're asking me, I said would you go, just answer the question, you're now asking other questions.
I want to be clear, is it the same Afghanistan?
Which Afghanistan do you know?
Simisi trouble. We will both be asking ourselves questions before we answer the questions.
You do this all the time, and it makes no sense. I asked you, if someone gave you an all-expense-paid trip to Afghanistan, which Afghanistan do you know?
Is it the same Afghanistan that all Americans are being asked to leave? Is it the same Afghanistan that they're withdrawing everybody from? Is it the same Afghanistan that they have advised, in fact, that they advised all Americans to leave how many, 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 many months and years ago? That's the Afghanistan you want me. That's all she offered me, an all expense paid trip to Afghanistan.
Would you go?
Of course not.
Okay. Same situation.
It's not the same situation.
Same situation.
No, it's not.
You're not going to a place they don't want you and it you don't want
not
to go.
The same situation.
It is the same thing.
I don't want to go to a place.
You don't have to know it. The fact of the matter, leave Afghanistan. What other horrible country do you know of? Somebody gives you a free express.
I want to go, nobody's going to stop me from
going.
Hold on a second. If I said tomorrow I want to go to Afghanistan, nobody's going to stop me. You've taken it to an extra level.
That same club that this girl went to, she could have jammed a bouncer who didn't know of that rule or who didn't care. And they would have let her in as well. If they even put it there. It's, you know, the guy, you could not, or whatever, I can't remember how it was phrased. It is not a 100% you cannot enter. It's depending on who is at the door. You could get in. Now, when you now go in there, your depression will even be 10 times worse. When all your girlfriends are being bought drinks, nobody wants to buy you a drink. All your girlfriends are dancing, nobody's dancing with you. I told you about the club we went to in Atlanta. I was wearing jeans. They said no jeans allowed. They allowed me and two others. What, my aunt, my friend, they said no, you can't come in. But she's
so why
wearing...
did they not allow your friend in?
Am I the bouncer?
No, I'm asking, why did they
and I'm telling you, and I'm asking you, am I the bouncer?
You're not the bouncer.
There's nothing for me to say why.
The fact of the matter is, you and her, if you were both wearing jeans, was she fat?
The fact of the matter is,
was she fat?
No, I'm answering your question. You're going into two areas that are unnecessary. I'm trying to tell you that somebody at the door made the decision, even though there is a rule of no jeans, to let me. I was clearly wearing jeans in and not her. The fact of the matter is, clubbing is for you to have fun. Why are you carrying yourself to a place
and
where
then
you're
you,
not
you
going
friends
to have
that
fun?
Went with your friend and they did not let her in. You guys left her outside and went.
Why would we leave her outside?
Okay.
I'm telling you what, I'm telling you the situation.
Yeah, just I'm trying to get to this. So what happened?
I know one of the people who was at the club and we all got in. But again, when we all got in, I'm telling you because this is something that I've witnessed. When we got in, this thing I'm telling you that would have happened to this girl happened to her. She was already irritated by the fact that they had told her you cannot come in. Then she got in there. Drinks are being offered. Nobody's offering her a drink. They're telling us to come to VIP area. Nobody's offering her VIP. However many minutes we're there, she wasn't having a good time. There wasn't a point for us to stay.
You and have I was to like, tell me there's a whole row of difference between you and
there's a whole row of other clubs we can go to. Yo, let's get out of here because this is pointless. And we left.
I would like to know what was the difference between the three of you and her. What was her one redeeming quality? Biko. Inquiring minds want to know.
Now it's not about her. It's about me. I'm a fine girl. They said, fine girl, please come inside. It doesn't matter what I was wearing. I was getting in. It has nothing to do with her. I'm the one who was wearing jeans that they let
so,
in.
So, but you, there were three of, there were four of you and one person. That's what I'm saying. So the
there
three
were,
of you
it
were
was
fine.
Four of us. Two and people weren't wearing jeans. Two of us were wearing jeans.
Okay.
So it's not about her. It's about me, right? Because I was the one who was let in.
So the remaining two girls were fine enough. You were fine enough. And
the remaining two girls, it didn't matter. They weren't wearing jeans. Why aren't you following the
story?
Okay,
I got you. So it didn't matter what they looked like. As long as they followed the dress code, the guy did not have any. He didn't have any criteria.
All I know is I was wearing jeans. She was wearing jeans. They said, yeah, you can come in. They said she's kind of ugly. So that's how it is. As I am right now, if I go looking for somewhere to go to and they say, fat, you cannot go, I move to the next. I'm not allowing anybody to embarrass me. It's not going to happen. It will never happen.
We've talked about it.
Yes. Let's move on. I've given you so many different scenarios, and I'm telling you.
I've heard your scenarios. It still doesn't go. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, we're not arguing about the same things. You're talking about the fact that someone is making a rule.
Well,
like that. And I'm talking about the fact that if the rule is there and you know you fall in that category, why are you making yourself? In a world 2021 where you can be wherever you want to be.
I mean you and I, we've known each other long enough to know that, okay, I'm not of the character that if I see something that says and it doesn't apply to me, that I would go barging in. Most people don't want to go somewhere where they're going to be made to feel uncomfortable. But on the same...
Not this girl. This girl clearly is
I said most people.
Yeah, and
but
I said
on the
girl.
Flip, I'm saying I don't even think that there should be places where people can be made to feel uncomfortable, either by clearly stating no fat people allowed. That's just nonsense. But it's okay. I get your point. Everybody has to have one reason or the other to find a reason to ask a woman or, I wonder if the same, we were even talking from a female perspective. I wonder if the same applied to guys, whether no fat guys were allowed.
Does the fat guy, is he holding stacks and stacks and racks on racks?
I don't know.
What's in his hand? if he showed up to the door with racks on racks on racks and stacks and stacks and stacks with his money short, you think people care? Please come inside. He's buying up the bar. No one's looking at that.
So, and that's the thing, you know, it's kind of like the article that you had sent me about, what's his name, Larry Elder?
Imagine the guy. What type of nonsense is
but,
that?
But why do you have a... Oh, okay, well, tell me your point of view, because I'm not even sure that I... Well, you speak first, because I'm not sure that I quite... I see some... There's something valid in his saying...
What is valid about the California gubernatorial candidate says employers should be allowed to ask women if they plan to have children. So men don't plan to have children. So if why specifically women? If he
because
said
the sex
hold on, hold on. If he said employers should be allowed to ask employees or potential employees if they plan to have children, then there's nothing for us to talk about.
But think about it.
But he's asking women.
The article was written in 2002. So things have changed a lot even
the article. The article, but he's doubling down. What are you saying?
I agree, but I'm saying
he wants to be a governor right now. They want to remove the guy that's there.
His initial article was written in 2002.
It doesn't matter. The reason we're talking about is that he's doubled down.
There may have been a sexist slant to his question.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I hear
it
you.
It doesn't matter.
I'm proposing that if he had to rephrase his question all over in 2021.
Why aren't you listening? You see, this is the problem we're having right now on this very podcast.
You're not listening to me.
No, you're saying something that's unnecessary. I just told you that he's doubling down. They brought up an article or something he said years ago, and they talked about it now in the present, and he's sticking to that. So what are you saying? He's not changing his mouth.
He didn't change his mouth. Yes, agreed. And he would have been better served if he had said, well, we should ask anybody if they're planning to have children, right? He would have been better served that way. But I also think that probably where he was coming from was, if a woman is pregnant, she's going to be expected to take maternity leave, have the baby, time out, whatever. And that may have been the premise to say, okay, allow the employer time to be able to plan if, you know, for this eventuality. So if you're hiring someone who is going to be pregnant, maybe you hire two people for the position, or you make sure you have adequate staffing to step in if that person has to take some time off. I don't know. I don't know where what his thought process was, but that's maybe some of what he was thinking. I don't want to believe that he was being malicious in his utterance, right? I mean, there's a space for saying, is it a valid question?
What is the space in asking that? Do men not have children?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the space? And today, women are becoming men. Men are becoming women. They don't remove their womb. You haven't seen men pregnant? Men who want to call themselves men, even though I'm saying you're a transgender man. But they want to say they're full man, right? You haven't seen them pregnant.
I have.
Even in 2002.
Well, I don't know about 2002.
There were people who were doing it back then, not as widespread as now. The fact of the matter is, it's stupid. And he's not running for governorship in Texas or Florida. It's California. Oklahoma, why does he think anybody's going to deal with that kind of nonsense?
Well, you know, funny enough, from the analysis I was looking at, he might actually win by default, even with everything that is going on.
How?
So what they were saying is, the way the California recall system works is they ask them two questions. So, of course, you know that every election is about turnout and about voters and all of that. So the first question they ask them is, do you want to recall the governor? And all they need is to get over a threshold of 50%, I think 51%, and the governor will automatically be recalled. Then the next question after that is, okay, if the governor is recalled, who do you vote for? And then they have to pick from the list of candidates. And all you need is maybe any candidate who gets, like, I think above 20%. And Larry Elder right now is polling at 23%. So by default, with even such low numbers, he could still win. Kathleen Jenner is pulling out, 2%. That's just going to be the scary part of the whole thing. But yeah.
They're all Republicans.
Yes.
Okay. So the basic thing here is, if that's the only option, this recalling that they're trying to do for Newsom is not going to work. He's probably going to stay the governor until the next real election or whatever.
You're not sure, because remember, it's
I'm not from California, and I don't really
care.
Right,
I'm saying we're not sure.
All I know is someone, whether it's 2002 or 2021, to make comments like that in America is ridiculous. It's asinine. You can't open your mouth and say that employers should be allowed to ask a specific sector of people, of employees. Men get married, men make babies. In fact, without the men, no woman is pregnant. You cannot get pregnant without a man's sperm. So if you want to ask women if they're going to get pregnant, exactly. If you're going to ask a woman if she's going to get pregnant, you should be able to ask a man the same question. Women will stay pregnant all the way to their third trimester, till even days before they're supposed to deliver.
Yeah.
If they could be married to a husband who decides, look, I'm going to stay home. Husbands also go through that, pregnancy pains with their wives. Of course, it's not the same thing, but they also experience the same malaise or whatever that pregnant women experience. Now the woman might decide, I will bring this child into this world. I will express milk for you, and I'm going back to work. The husband can be, there's so many, it's just for him to still be doubling down, to be saying, yes, he's well within his rights to have said that.
Something's wrong with him. But I think he went a little bit deeper than that. I mean, that is the example that he used at the time. But when I read the article, he was more talking, I want to say in general terms, that the government should be staying out of the business of employers and employees, and that employers should be entitled to ask any question that they want of their employees. So he was talking in a broader sense.
What broader sense is that?
Didn't you just hear me? That employers should be able to ask.
I heard what you said. What you're saying makes no sense.
Why?
So that means employees. Let me use your own argument from the one we just had earlier. Let me use your own sense now. Since you're understanding what he said, let me use your same sense. So that means employers can discriminate against people's race as well. The government should stay out of it.
That's what he's saying. Yes.
Yes. So and you're supporting it. I'm not supporting it.
I'm saying that. Why are we talking about it?
I'm saying the man is stupid. There's nothing to talk about here. He's entirely mental. Government is there for a reason, to stop people from doing crazy things.
Crazy shit. Look, I'm not carrying WhatsApp for him.
Sounds like you are.
No, I'm not. I really am not. There's nothing he has said that I would personally
the guy's carry ridiculous. Water for.
But I'm saying that sometimes there's, you know, inquiring minds want to know. So, ma'am, I'm about to employ you, but are you planning to become pregnant? Because I really don't want to hire you and then I'm out of a worker for someone who has to go on maternity leave for 9 months as soon as I hire you and get you trained. Because who wants that, right? As an employer, you've just hired someone. You hire the person and then 3 months later, they're out for 9 months.
You can hire somebody who...
I mean, it could happen with anyway. You could hire someone and then they could just drop dead.
You're going to an extreme. You can hire somebody and the person just wants to come and sit down on a chair and watch people and do nothing. I have worked side by side with people who don't work, men and women. They just want to come in and collect a paycheck. They never work. And you wonder, how are you even still here? So that means nothing. That's rubbish. Okay. In fact, the woman who is getting pregnant has more of an incentive to come to work because she has an extra mouth to feed.
She needs health insurance.
She needs her money. Exactly. I have an extra mouth I have to feed. I need the extra money. There's some questions that don't make any sense. And look, yes, there's validity because you want to ensure. I mean, you know ahead of time that for a certain amount of time, this person will have to be away, right? Maybe you want to give that person an edge and say there's a legitimacy to that question. But it's not just her. She made the baby with a man. You can ask men and women that if he's saying that, oh,
you can ask everyone that question.
Right. So and that's what he should have said. And that's what he should have said.
And he should have contexted to say also so that you can plan better.
He doesn't have to say that.
No. When I'm saying that,
he doesn't have to say that because you don't have to hear that to understand that that's why somebody wants to
not
ask.
Not necessarily.
But why are you asking? You want to see a pregnant woman.
Don't want to hire you. It's discrimination.
He doesn't have to say. The mere asking of that question is discrimination. Okay, it's a question that you don't need to ask because for the various reasons we just pointed out, you can hire somebody and the person can come in and sit down and do nothing. Has nothing to do with the person being pregnant.
Right. Yes. Or not.
So that is a useless, pointless question. But since he decided to utter the rubbish, specifying just women made it just ridiculous. If he's trying to say something, he should say employers should be able to ask, you know, If their employees plan to have major life changes. Are you about to buy a house? Are you about to get married? Are you about to do that? You know?
Right.
But he went, drilled it down to women getting pregnant. What is that?
Because he's sexist.
I will laugh, you know. I will laugh if what you said actually happens. If you said he has a chance. Yes, I will laugh. It will be fun.
That will actually be on Californians, really, because it really, really depends on if a lot of people come up to vote or not vote, as the case may be, because then they would be saying we don't support the recall. It will be based on so many things. I mean, there's so many moving parts. It's one I'm watching pretty closely because I'm quite interested in the outcome. But if people don't show up, it's a real possibility. It could actually happen. So as much as everybody's like, no. I mean, the one person that will definitely not get elected is Caitlyn Jenner, but but Larry Elder, he might have a chance.
He's a stupid fellow.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's just like in Texas. What is his name? Is it Abbott? Is he wheelchair bound, or was it just, is that just an interim thing?
Jesus, he is wheelchair bound.
Okay. So imagine this guy who is handicapped, just tested positive for COVID. He was just like the Florida people, you know, flexing his muscles and saying that he will punish people who enforce mask mandates. Tested positive for COVID. And lo and behold, this guy has already been vaccinated.
Yes.
And now that he's tested positive for COVID, if he's getting any treatment, that same treatment they gave that other guy, you know, very expensive.
He's getting treatment.
He's safe. He's safe. Yeah, this idiot is telling people, don't wear masks. Their hospitals, their ICUs are flooded.
Is he telling them not to wear masks?
He is telling people not to wear masks.
Don't mandate masks.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Why isn't it the same thing?
For me, when I hear don't mandate masks, it means they're trying to say it's up to you if you choose to wear or not wear a mask.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
I love how you always go left. Okay. In this country, it means do not wear masks.
No, that's not
it. Why are you wearing a mask in your house? What is the purpose of you wearing a mask in the house? It's when you go outside and you're interacting with other people and you're going to businesses.
No,
that's what it counts.
That's what I'm saying.
They're telling you that you shouldn't have a mask mandate and it's not enforceable, you're telling people, Sarah, on COVID-19, carry your virus. Here, it's a virus for you and a virus for you and a virus
well,
for you.
Well, that's
not what
what
he's saying. And it's irresponsible. New Zealand has shut down just because of one person tested positive or whatever.
I hear you 100%. I make my choice. When I go outside, I wear my mask quietly. When I'm even in the store, I wear my mask. That's my choice. And that's what I'm hearing from him. I agree with you. It is irresponsible for a governor.
No governor should say that. Your president is trying to get the whole country vaccinated. Your president is trying to get the different drug companies have produced vaccines, the FDA to fully approve them. Pfizer is about to do so, get fully approved sometime next week or so is what they're saying. Your president wants everybody, because of the craziness of this Delta variant, to mask up.
If your president is
telling you that, why should you, a governor, not try to ensure that your people are safe while you have already made yourself safe by getting vaccinated, by having access to the best possible treatment?
Right.
So look at it.
He already
He's already vaccinated. Number one, he has already protected himself against
what
falling.
I didn't understand.
Hold on. He has already protected himself from against ever getting deathly ill. That's number one. Number two, now that he has the virus, he doesn't even feel it. He made the announcement, it's because I've been vaccinated. That's probably why I don't feel this as bad. But no, they're still treating him.
That's something that the regular person can't get. That is my question.
Meanwhile, he's telling the whole Texas, don't wear masks.
This is the real question I have.
And then the lowly Texas citizens are saying, my governor says I don't have to wear a mask, so I'm not wearing a mask. And then I'm not getting the vaccine. It's not in Houston.
The nurses and doctors were
saying they don't want to get the vaccine.
The Texas citizens are getting it wrong. But here's what this is what I didn't understand from him. If you are asymptomatic and you've been fully vaccinated and are eligible, and I think he's eligible for the booster, or he's actually even taking the booster because he took his last vaccine, I think, in December, and you're supposed to get a booster 8 months after. So I don't think they said he's taking the booster. And you're asymptomatic. You just tested positive. Why in heaven's name are you being put on a treatment protocol? That's what I didn't get, you know, unless he has, and I don't know anything about his health, though, unless he's immunocompromised and they're worried that maybe the vaccine is not effective for him, because they say vaccines are not effective for people that are immunocompromised. Why exactly are they giving him such an expensive treatment? I don't get it. It doesn't work for me.
That's, I don't understand why you're asking this question. What is the basis of it?
The basis of it, I'm trying to understand.
Why?
Because then why aren't they giving every other person who has caught COVID and has been vaccinated and is asymptomatic the treatment?
If you're asymptomatic, that means have symptoms. So why do you need the treatment? I'm trying to make.
Why are they giving a treatment?
There, you said it. Governor, president. Your question is unnecessary. And this is why I'm telling you how irresponsible and how unfeeling and uncaring he is for the citizens of his state. He has access to the best treatment. They're saying no matter what, you're going to survive this. Even if it means throwing the whole Regeneron or whatever on you, you will survive this because you're the governor of the great state of Texas. Meanwhile, the poorest person on the street, who he needs to convince, listen, you need to go and get that vaccine. And if you don't have the vaccine, and if you don't want to, because to me, I don't think you should force people to put something into their body that they're not yet sure of, as far as I'm concerned. But fine, if you don't want to take the vaccine, I need you to wear a mask, because there's proof and there's evidence that that mask slows down the spread of this virus. He's irresponsible.
I don't. Any Texan who wakes up and says that my governor saying that there should be no mask mandate is saying that I shouldn't wear a mask is being stupid.
How are they being stupid? Disingenuous. That's what he's saying. What's disingenuous about it?
They should say, even though my governor says that I should not be forced to wear a mask, I am choosing to wear a mask to protect myself and my community.
Look at all the words you've spoken.
That is the right
count choice. Count all those words and compare to my governor said I shouldn't wear a mask. Look at all the things you said.
I've said my piece, you know.
Your piece, there's no peace in what you said. No governor piece. Right now should listen, even if he doesn't want to speak, even if he doesn't want to how am I trying to put it? He shouldn't have to speak to that. He shouldn't let it come out of his mouth that he's saying no mandates. Well, you know, if anything, what he should be saying is it's to the different municipalities or counties or cities or whatever. It's up to you to decide that.
At a minimum, right?
At a very minimum, if he's not enforcing it, he should say it's up to you. And in fact, what he should say is not only is it up to you, anyone who goes, anyone who tries to force you in not making a mandate, we need to check that person up. Instead of saying no, and again, and this is another doubling down situation, saying I will punish anybody who enforces a mask mandate. Who the hell are you? Your people are dying.
He's the governor.
You know, he's crazy.
Oh, hello. He's the governor. Be cool.
So anyway, well, that's it for the day. The wala is much.
Thank you for joining us.
Leave us a 59-second voice note by clicking on the message button.
Comment, like, share, search for Tea with Mrs. S on the internet.
And if you like what you hear, subscribe by clicking on the support button.